But let me call us back to order. Hi, everyone. We're back. It's just after 2:30, calling us back to order, and I think we're going to be on tab G. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, everyone. And so in August 2017, we established a memorandum of understanding with Baltimore City Public Schools to provide targeted support to the lowest performing Title I schools. We are providing specific support to 16 of the priority schools, which are identified in the table that's displayed on your screen. The schools that are in gray are part of the lab school model, and so we're not specifically working with them. They're doing the lab school model. And then Ferming Templeton, a charter school, we're providing some support to them, but not as in-depth support as we're providing to the other schools. The memorandum of understanding addresses four key areas: leadership coaching. So we have a team of people who were former principals of low performing schools who worked in central office staff, in the central office specifically for school improvement, and they provide support to school leadership teams on the implementation of their intervention strategies. We are providing professional learning experiences to school leadership teams, and we're focused on instructional transformation, really helping them with the data to understand how to improve their instruction, as well as with school culture and climate. So it's not just my office working to support these schools, it's truly across the Maryland State Department of Education. So this is just some of the other offices that have come on to help support, whether we need professional learning experiences or data analysis, or they've participated in learning walks, or just in all aspects of implementation of the Memorandum of Understanding. So we started in August with a school leadership team retreat, and the idea was really to ground everyone in the data. So we used that time to really review the data and to begin developing their Title I intervention plans. From this retreat, what we realized is that more work was needed on the data analysis. And so from August to October, we conducted a series of data workshops not just the school leadership teams, but also at the central office staff, really helping their staff understand the PARC data and how to prepare it in a way that school principals can understand it. So we focused a lot just on analysis of PARC assessment and then using that to identify school needs. And so this is just a sample shots of data that we reviewed with the Baltimore City Schools. And so this type of data was prepared not just for citywide, but also for each school that we worked with. So we looked at the cohort growth data on PARC. And so in blue is the state, and in orange is the city. And this is just a representative sample. So I'm just showing the elementary school here, but we did this for every grade level at every school. We also went through and looked at specific student groups and how they performed. And once again, this type of analysis was done at every grade level for every school. And then we also did it for the city. And we also looked at the evidence statements and what did students perform well on. So we mapped the evidence statements to the Common Core standards to see what did students perform well on and what were areas that could use improvement. And so when we were looking at the areas that needed improvement, what we did was we took those evidence statements, and when you see the PARC scores, they're arranged from most difficult to least difficult. And we looked at, so this is a sample 10th grade report. So it's about, a little over 4,000 students. And for each of those evidence statements that we mapped to a standard, we looked at how students performed on them. And we did that to identify what areas did they need support in the instruction. And there were certain things that kept coming up over and over again. So for instance, comparing two or more text was a skill set that students struggled with from elementary school all the way through high school. So there were certain things that just kept coming up over and over again. And we made Central Office aware of them, that these were areas that really needed to be reinforced in the curriculum. And then from our learning, so we did the data analysis with PARC, and then when we went on our learning walks and we actually observed instruction in classrooms and we reviewed the lessons that teachers were actually implementing, it suggested that there was a misalignment to the grade level standards. And so we know that a key deliverable in the memorandum of understanding is curriculum vetting. We have not had the opportunity to engage in the curriculum vetting just yet. We were stalled for a little bit. Baltimore City Public Schools, they have brought on some external vendors to engage in a full curriculum audit. We do have access to their entire curriculum now. We will proceed with curriculum vetting as identified in the MOU, and the report from the audit and from MSDE will be used to inform their future curriculum. The data that we got from our data analysis through the PARC assessments have been used to inform their citywide professional learning experiences. So every month, Baltimore City Schools, they convene all of their school leaders from across the city for specific professional learning experiences. And so the analysis that we have conducted has been used as a part of those professional learning experiences. Baltimore City, they have community learning networks, and so these are cohorts of schools that regularly meet together. So we go to the community learning network meetings that have the priority schools in them, and we help to facilitate professional learning experiences. And we also go, we take it also to the teacher level at the collaborative planning sessions to really help with collaborative planning. And so our next kind of big event with Baltimore City Schools is on February 12th, where we will be doing professional learning experiences specifically on informational text and how to teach it, because we recognize that is a big area that that teachers need support with in city schools. And so just to monitor the progress, so when we do these professional learning experiences, we actually want to see evidence of implementation of whatever we've reviewed. And so we have conducted instructional audits in partnerships with the principal supervisors in Baltimore City. Through our Title I monitoring process, we engage in the monitoring to monitor that interventions that they've identified to be implemented. And we have staff from across MSDE participate on these monitoring visits. And we also conduct learning walks with the principals and the MSDE coaches to really observe and to provide support to the principal in being that instructional leader at the school. And so we're in the process now of collecting mid-year data to ascertain progress toward meeting their intervention goals. So we are in the process of looking at that data and to see where students have grown, where they haven't grown, and where they even regressed. And based off of that data analysis, the intervention strategies may be adjusted so that we can make sure that progress is being made. We will proceed with the curriculum vetting process, and we'll continue with the leadership coaching and the other deliverables that have been identified in the memorandum of understanding. So any questions?
Anyone?
I actually have one question. Mm-hmm. So just to give the board a sense of the amount of time that we're spending, can you describe, I mean, all of this sounds really great and it's very coordinated and very well driven, but actually how many people do we have out in the schools and how frequently? Because I think the board needs to have a sense of this.
And so we're in schools every day. I have, so some of the coaches are in the audience now. They're not in school, so they wanted to come and hear this presentation.
So
but
would
every
the coaches please stand up so we could see you? Thank you.
Thank you for your
thank
service.
You so yes, thank you very much.
And so we have what we call an A week, B week schedule. And so every day we're in schools providing support to principals. And then once a month, there's a community learning network meeting that we are preparing for and we present at. Once a month, there's the citywide professional learning experiences that we go to. Every Friday, we go to collective learnings with Baltimore City. So it's a core set of central office staff that participate in these learning experiences in preparation for the citywides. Once a month, we participate in the planning. So we go to the planning meetings for these citywides. And then once every other week, I meet with their chief academic officer to review the progress on meeting the MOU deliverables. So it is a lot of time. And then when we're not in city schools, we're back here analyzing data or working with the ELA team or whoever we need to work with to help provide the support to the schools. So it has been a lot of time.
And then just to bring the board's attention, you have for each of the schools what the intervention plan is. It's very specific, very data-driven. And I just want to have an opportunity to thank Tara Booker-Dwyer and her team. Also, Dr. Marcia Sprankle, who heads up our Title I department, who is also working side-by-side in many of these schools in Baltimore City right now. And I'm sure you all may have other questions, but I just wanted to highlight that.
Only question I had was with the work with the principals, is there like, are you meeting with them individually or are they coming together as a group to learn best practices together?
Both. So some are individual conversations, but during the community learning network meetings is the time for all the principals to come together and to learn from each other as a group. Also during the citywides is when they can have the opportunity to network with even more principals. So it's been a lot of work and a lot of meetings, but it's been good.
Awesome, thank you.
Are you doing this? Is this also happening in the central office? I think you said that.
Yes, yeah, so we're including central office in everything that we do because we want this to sustain. And so the idea is to go in and to really help them with some of those hard data questions and then to eventually be able to pull our support and they should be able to sustain it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the update.
Thanks.